Morning, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. And today being Wednesday, today is Dear Bumi Day. And it's one of the days that the Lord has made. I'm in a particularly very bright mood today because of some news that I got yesterday. But tomorrow I have a challenge to face, so we'll see. We'll see how that goes. But we take every day as it comes, right? Blackie, how are you? Blackie is here, back, hale, hearty, and chatty, to use the words of, how are you now? You're much better.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you did have a challenge, I know.
Yes,
and,
sir.
Some people were worried, but I was on vacation then. It's nice to have you back. Auntie Bumi, good morning. You know, I hope you're listening in. I hope you're listening in this morning, as usual. We will always pay tribute to you. Don't worry, Auntie Bumi, you'll be fine. God is with us, and God is with you. God is with everybody. Right, Blackie, let's get down to business, okay?
So, all right, boss.
This one says that he has moved on and it hurts. This is from Ima Bong. Wait a minute. Haven't I seen some of these stories? I think so. Because this one says, can we ever become lovers? From Doin. And Labo says that he doesn't care for us. Anyway, if you've seen it before, it's a different guest, so it doesn't matter. I need to break off from this older lover. I remember this one, this older guy. Okay, then remember this. Ngechi must have a boyfriend. Why is he always texting in the toilet? That is obvious. The name is Janet, and I wish he were lots younger. And that is Kemi. Right. How are you?
I'm fine.
Anything
sir.
To tell my people? By the way, everybody's been asking for, is it, what do they call it, Twitter handle or what do you call it now?
Okay, so I'm not on Twitter.
You're on Twitter. Yeah. They've been asking for your Twitter handle. Everybody will say, how can we get in touch with Blackie? Can you give us a Twitter handle? So what's your Twitter handle?
No, I'm not on Twitter. I'm on Instagram.
Instagram, yeah.
Yes, sir. And it's MC_Blackie, yeah, B-L-A-C-K-Y.
Okay. I'm doing that for her because she's Parapo. She's one of us here. Blackie is on Wazobia TV. And she's the one who makes sure, when I go and do as it is hot every Friday, it's Blackie that makes sure that I'm quite comfortable. So, Blackie, which one do we take first now? He has moved on and he asks, can we ever become lovers? Wish he were lots younger. He doesn't care for us. I have a boyfriend. I need to break up from this older lover. Let us start with this one. This one is intriguing. This is by a Kemi, some Kemi somewhere, okay?
Okay.
And Kemi says, Dear Bumi, I'm in my mid-20s and I have known my current partner for over 3 years.
Okay.
You understand? They've been, like you're about to say, what in Wollywood, they've been going in and out, you know, for 3 years. This man is in his late 40s and is a widower.
Okay.
He's a widower. A widower is a man who has lost his wife, just in case. He is bald, aparini. And certainly looks his age. That brain bald can be solved by just doing gorimakwa like me. That was the trick. And says, my friends say I can do better than what I've got. Friends will always mislead you. You know? I'm sure you agree with that.
In this situation, I quite agree with the friends. She's in her 20s. The man is in his 40s.
But age is just a number. Don't forget. See, the funny thing is, the way it works out is this. When the man is in his 40s and she's in her 20s, by the time he's in his 60s,
she'll be in her 40s.
And, 40s, and it will match.
I know. So age is not the problem here. But she's in her 20s. So she has not even met half of the people she's supposed to meet in life.
How do you know the number of people you are supposed to meet in life? And let me finish the story before you start, Blackie. It's Denny and you don't come. My friends say I can do better. I'm always talking about friends, you know. Take your decisions yourself. Never let people influence you. If you are comfortable with it, fine.
Okay.
I really care for him. I care for him because he's been, to quote, been very supportive financially. Ah, guy. Money always comes into the matter. Feta. Money always comes into the matter. Good morning, Feta. Feta is here. Money always comes into the matter. But there are times I look at him and wish he were 20 years younger. What do you think? You can't eat your cake and have it.
Of course not. So you see what she's saying. She's wishing that he's 20 years, like within her age bracket.
Why do you think she's wishing that he's younger? Does it have to do with any physical exertion that the man has? Does he have to go on a treadmill or something?
No. So here's the thing. You want to have that lover within your age bracket, even if he's 5 years older, but you guys are within your bracket, you're still young together, and then you have these vibrant dreams, you want to build things together. Now your friends are hanging out with their own partners within their age brackets, don't get me wrong, and you are bringing one of your daddy's mates to that setting.
What is daddy's mate between 20 and 40?
Uncle Jedi,
the truth is this is the way I look at it.
She is wishing, her friends told her that they wish she would have gotten something better. You know why they said that? Because she must have, at one point or the other, projected that same wish to her friends. Ah, I wish.
So she shouldn't use her friends as an excuse.
She created a path for them
because
to think
I
for
have
her.
Met, I have met, I have met people who authoritatively tell me that they want an older person. So it's to his own.
She said she wish he was in his 20s. Now, don't get it wrong. There's another
but she said,
that he's being financially
supportive.
She's hanging there for the money. That money pays her bills. I'm sure this girl must be going on vacay, Dubai and co.
Really? Is that how it works? Vacay. What one is vacay?
Vacation.
Is that what they call it?
It's just like the short word.
I just came back from vacay.
Anyway, I just came back from vacay too.
But I didn't go to Dubai.
I went to the hospital. So you see, so she says he's being financially supportive. That means she's wearing the latest bone straight. She has the latest iPhone, for example. She can easily afford anything financially she wants to without stressing.
Which one is it? Is that the one that Philip is holding?
Philip is a big boy.
Philip is a big boy, don't you know? Really? About 400.
Uncle Jay, the phone, you know what I mean?
But he's holding it.
So for this girl, she should just stick with what she has. He's been supportive financially. She cares for him. And then the beauty of this relationship is he's a widower. That's a good thing.
The bad thing is he might want to marry her.
Okay, so but me, I'm seeing it from this angle of he's not even married. That means she's not doing a sugar daddy. She's doing a single man that was married.
So well, you can call him a honey daddy. He's a daddy. Is he sugar or the one?
Okay, I could call him a honey bunny then.
A honey?
Bunny.
Honey bunny, okay.
That really? Sounds romantic and kind of cool. It makes him feel more babyish. So he doesn't look 40.
So in the middle of it all, she can call him honey bunny.
Hey, honey bunny.
Hey, honey bunny.
You look younger today.
You said Blackie. I suspect you.
I've always wished to have like an older partner, but not too old. Maybe max between 5 to 7 years difference from my age.
No, 5 to 7 years difference is nothing.
It's cool.
No, what I mean is nothing. What it means is if the man is 60, you're in your early 50s.
That's like 20, that's, 18 years difference.
No, the world has gone beyond that. It's within your age group. 8 years. It's within your age group. There are many couples that are 8 years either up or down. Not as up or down, it's either the man is older or even woman is older.
Yes.
And they're happy. I mean, hey, listen, the president of France married his teacher.
We should say, mais ça c'est différent. C'est une autre chose.
No, don't come and start talking French. Ce n'est pas prendre de les choux. I mean,
so
we will not. I knew we were going to go like this with Blackie. We are going to open up. We are going to open up our line 0700-993-993-993, and the line for film is 0146571190. My conclusion and our conclusion, I suspect, is that the woman should make up what she wants.
She should just enjoy it and stop complaining to friends.
Okay, what do we now tell Janet that says that? Why is he always texting in the toilet? He says, I currently live with my boyfriend of 10 months, and I never thought he would cheat on me. I know we love each other deeply. How do you know if you love each other deeply?
In my case, you will know if you love each other, because you always put each other first. When you're trying to put this person first, he's trying to put you first.
Okay, does it come immediately, or does something have to happen to cut the tape for the love to now open?
So there's love.
You get what I mean?
Understand. There's love at first.
You get it.
I get it, sir. I cannot forget about it.
Yeah, you get it. Okay, so something have to happen to cut the tape of the premises before love can
come in? Some situations you love at first sight, some you grow into loving each other.
Is it possible for somebody to love somebody from afar? You know, you're just looking at that.
That's the power of imagination.
Isn't that lust?
No, it's not. That's the power of imagination. It's rare, but it happens.
What? Which one? Is it wrong for you to love to fall in love with somebody out of pity?
No.
I don't mean pity love. But it's some pity.
Sentimental love.
Yeah, no, what I mean is that, this and that. And then before you know it, you develop it. Is there anything wrong with that?
It's wrong, please.
Okay, so which one is right? Would it be out of looks?
No, out of looks is different. I shouldn't love you based on pity.
It's not based on it, but it got accelerated from pity into love. That happens a lot. It happens a lot.
They are confusing things. You know why?
Why?
Because at some point, you get tired of having that same thing for that person.
You might not.
On the scale of 1 to 10, you can't.
You might
7
not.
To 10.
Are you going to claim, Blackie?
Yes, sir.
Where you are seated there, that you have more experience than me in these matters? Yes or no?
Uncle JD.
I
know, in this situation.
Are you? No. Answer the question. I'm bouncing now. Are you going to?
Just tell the world directly what you want, what you know already. So, in our case, they are 10 months in a relationship and he's cheating, hiding in the toilet to text. Who does she know he's texting? You don't snoop into a man's business. If he's hiding to send a text, allow him.
Yes.
If he's being with you, he's being with you because you are his priority. And if he's taking those things away from your eyes, he doesn't want to hurt you.
Apart from that, you know, sometimes jealousy can be funny. For example, I will never allow anybody access my phone.
Okay.
It's a no-go area.
Okay.
And the reason is very simple. Because of my job, I get a lot of sensitive messages.
Yeah.
Okay, that I dare not allow someone else see. You understand? You understand this job? Yeah, I do get a lot. So, if anybody gets jealous on the basis of my phone, there's nothing I can't help the person because I just can't let you have access to my phone. Now, even with individuals sometimes it could be something within the family. Maybe somebody is misbehaving or whatever, and you might not want to tell your partner about all the bad things, quote and unquote, that are going on in your family. So you tend to be a bit more private to that. I mean, so like you rightly said, I think people should be. People, when you're in a relationship, just stick to, it's like when you go to the fish market, when you go to where they are selling obokun, you shouldn't concern yourself with what's happening in ekpeya. That's even too close. What is happening in the pomo market? Yes. But you still haven't answered whether you think that you have more experience in these matters than me. I need an answer, yes or no.
To my knowledge, I have the...
I don't want your knowledge. Just is yes or no.
Okay, is it you versus me on the experience of dating and relationship?
No, don't put it that way now. So
let's get it straight.
Okay, I think we have a caller. Let's pick that call. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, okay, how are you?
Yeah, my name is Richard from Bariga.
Yes.
Yeah, one can love someone from afar.
Yes.
One can also love someone out of pity.
Yes.
But what you've mentioned, it can happen because it depends on the situation.
Yes.
But the fact is that, you see, love is not something that one can define for someone.
Yes.
It's not something that one can conclude or one can say for someone, can stand for somebody. It can come at any point in time, depending on the mood of that person at that particular time.
Yes.
But not everybody that comes to you that comes with love. Some come to kill, to steal, and destroy. Some come to demystify you. You see...
Sir, thank you. Besides, your radio is giving feedback. When you do call in, please switch off your radio. We got a feedback here. But thank you. Please remember also that you have 1 minute. 9:18. Can I take the next topic? No, let me take the next call. We don't have any call now. What happened? They're all busy. They're busy enjoying it without wanting to call in. At least we have a call from a female. The female line is here. 01465-7190. You might as well represent the female callers. They open up your mic. This is not off your mic. On your mic. On your
mic is on.
Because you are the people who are involved in this business of dating.
Okay.
What do you think? Do you think a woman should be proudly be worried about what her
partner's phone?
Partner's phone. Do you think?
Yes. No. I feel like if you're keeping your phone away from me, you're making me curious to want
But don't forget
that curiosity kills the cat.
Yes. So the thing is, for me, I don't have a problem with who you're talking to. You just said something about the nature of your job. I get
privacy.
But now, that privacy, when people text you and tell you things that you feel may, okay, it's not going to hurt me, but now you can't control what they say to you. It's what you say to them that matters.
But how would you know? The whole idea, I believe that, I still believe that, even for self-respecting reasons, it's important that we know that between partners, even married partners, 20, 25 years, 30 years, you must respect yourself.
So I keep saying this for your peace of mind, for your mental health balance and every other thing. Avoid his phone.
Make it not go crazy.
Okay, but what's not the essence of being with somebody if you don't feel safe?
If you're
keeping your phone away from me, you're making me curious. I don't even want to check your phone. Okay. But every time I touch it, now if I'm in a relationship with you, you can take my phone outside. If it's ringing, bring it back.
Don't point at me.
You can bring the phone back. It's fine. Because, I mean, I don't have anything to hide. But the moment you start to, hey, don't.
With the way you are sounding, you are acting insecure.
No. So, like I said, I don't have a problem checking your phone. But when you start to hide something, you make me care. Hey, you think you're hiding. It really hurts me eventually.
If it's going to hurt me,
I don't want to be hurt.
This thing called love. When you love, you respect.
True.
When you respect, that means you respect my space, my boundaries, mm-hmm. my stuff.
Yeah.
I give you access to it if I want to. I deny you access to it if I want to. It all depends on me.
Okay.
My phone is my business. Your phone is your business.
True.
If we're coming to each other, we are raised from different backgrounds. We've experienced life from different aspects and angles. So I don't think you should feel like it's a priority for you to go through my phone. And don't be feeling like because I'm with my phone, you want to be snooping. Don't snoop.
I'm not snooping.
You are. You just said it's not.
For example.
It's not protecting you from going to his phone, but you just feel like you need to know every business in his phone.
That's what I said. I said you're not protecting anything. I want to take your phone and check pictures or take, but you don't want to give it
don't
to me.
Don't you have a phone?
I'm just saying anything like that can come up. I'm just creating instances.
Don't you have your own phone?
Blackie.
Did you off my mic? I can't hear myself.
Of course, I can hear you.
Okay. Why is it that it's the pictures?
I'm just creating instances here when you could need your partner's phone and they begin to guide it from you.
I would advise women.
One second. Even in the job that you're doing,
yeah,
I could send you a sensitive, I could forward something sensitive
information
to you to tell you that Feta, when I come on air tomorrow, remind me about this issue. Then you now have some boyfriend somewhere and he insists on seeing your phone. He says, who's that? And he actually sees that, okay, it's Jimmy Disu that sent the phone.
Why is it your sugar dad? By this time of the night.
I believe very strongly that people must respect themselves in relationships.
Thank you.
And respect the other person's space.
Thank you.
Your body too hot.
It's not about...
Even here, you're shaking.
I'm not shaking.
Your body too hot.
It's just me.
Yeah, off your mind. Off your
mind. You know what you should do? It helps. You see this thing called jealousy. Some people manage it professionally. And some people don't know how to manage that jealousy. Mm. Some people like... whatever, deep down they are dying in silence. They wait for a small occasion where they just explode. But what I tell people, even my friends, I'll be like, you shouldn't be bothered about your phone. If you love me, you should trust me. If I'm accepting you, it's because I want to accept you. Recently I had something with somebody in business, and I told the person I've paid the money, and he said no. The person asked for my WhatsApp number. I sent proof of payment, and the lady was like, I'm sorry. I said all Nigerians are not the same. Don't do that next time. If I give you my word, he's my boss.
The truth is this: if you learn not to trust people,
yeah,
I'm not saying don't put safeguards in whatever business or whatever,
yes,
but if you go about learning not to trust people, you're creating a big problem for yourself. And in conclusion, so therefore, like my tailor will say, so therefore, just give everybody his space. There are some things that happen in your family you won't want me to know. Yeah, I mean, maybe your not your own. Maybe your mom has something. Exactly. So that's the way it is. Feta, cool down. cool it. I think we should take a break now so that Feta can drink water, can take a walk.
And drop up.
Blackie, can you run this engine?
Just give me like a few days.
I don't have a few days. I have a few minutes. All right. This is Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. And today is Jimmy Day. We're going to take, I'm having fun with this really. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, the next whatever we are going to, Ima Bong says he has moved on and it hurts. That can be very hurtful for anybody to move on.
I was there once.
It's very hurtful. It can pain.
Let's not go back.
We'll take a short break and we'll be right back. Have we ever become lovers, says Doing. I've heard this before, but let's go through it. I have this male colleague at work and we are very friendly. Not me, I mean.
I understand, obviously.
Because I saw the look when I said I have a male colleague at work. I saw you looking at me kind of funny. And I'm sure the first person that went to you says, your mind went to Sheriff. He's very friendly.
Not Sheriff, I didn't say anything.
I will tell him.
I didn't say anything.
We see and chat with each other every day. We are both single and so far the relationship has been purely platonic. Except for once or twice that we have kissed when slightly tipsy. So do you know that? Something that I've noticed. Do you know that I believe that kissing is even more intimate than the real deal?
Yes, boss.
Because what I am told, for example, is that prostitutes don't kiss.
No, they don't.
No, they don't. They just.
They get down to the real deal.
They get down to the real deal, and you're restricted to certain areas.
Yeah, and so
you can do any other thing you like, but so kissing itself is a bit more intimate than the real deal. But I think most people don't realize that, and they'll let you kiss them, but the real deal will not happen. I mean, each to his own again, like we say.
Yeah.
But kissing is anyway. So lately. This is what he says. I've been having fantasies about him. You know, when she closes her eyes in the dark and so on and so forth. So I'm not sure he feels the same way, and I'm worried an affair might ruin our relationship. How do I make the first move without making a fool of myself? She can send him an email.
Email?
Yes, I want
to express herself.
Oh, this is one sentence I want to do. She can send him a text. She can send him SMS. She can take an advert on the papers.
Okay.
She can put it on his Facebook page.
Okay, so let's do this. I'm doing it.
Dear Philip, I'm in love with you.
Oh my God.
Flaky.
Uncle JD, I'm not just saying this. So in this situation, they have a beautiful thing. They work together, which is cool. They have this understanding. And then they're fond of each other. That's another thing to look at. And they've kissed twice. And you know the thing about kissing? When you kiss, and you know in that process, you close your eyes.
Why do people close their eyes when
that's the beauty of it. You close your eyes because it's meant to be felt, not to be seen. So you're feeling
it. I mean, you can't kiss and look at your mouth. Let me try. Let me see. Let me try and kiss this mic and see.
Where
is my mouth? I'm not doing to kiss it. I'm not putting my mouth on the other thing.
Don't.
It can be. You can't see it.
No, so you can't see it, but you can feel
it. But what about looking into the other woman's eyes?
So you look in the process of trying to kiss, you gaze at each other's eyes, and you're seeing each other through the eyes of your soul, which is your mind. Now you, because the eyes don't lie.
And the eyes also trap.
Exactly. So there's a
That's why you find, especially it happens with females, I'm sorry to say. They look the other way. They avoid your gaze.
Yeah, if I'm not going to, if no matter how I'm crushing on you, if our eyes are coming in contact, and I know I need to save myself from this, I'd look away.
You look away.
Yes, I have issues looking into his eyes if I'm having a crush on you, because I know myself, so I try to control.
So if you look into his eyes,
you will see the truth without saying it.
You will know that. You will know that he or she is not. Well,
he would read it directly that this girl is literally crushing on me, or she has something for me.
The eyes are revealing, aren't they?
Exactly, they are.
That's why you find sometimes women steal a stolen glance, or if you just look, fume without notice.
Yeah, and then you just, and the eyes can also trigger the spark.
Which spark?
In him, in her.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a lighter.
We call it the Kickstarter.
Yeah. So in our case, I would advise.
This is not keyless entry.
Me, I would advise, my own opinion is, don't go behind closed doors to do this. You guys have a good thing. Sit yourself down. And communication matters, don't forget. Communicate your feelings.
Unfortunately, that's probably the most logical thing to do.
Yeah.
It will work for me.
Okay.
Okay, because I'm a very open-minded person. It will work perfectly for me. But with a lot of people, it could go, the guy could take it for granted.
Way. Yeah.
I think women should be bold enough, walk up to the guy, sit down and tell him, if he's going there, if he's going south and he's not doing the proper thing, you kick his AWS.
So that's what I'm saying. They should communicate this, talk to him about it, how you feel, and then at the back of your mind, be ready that if he goes south, at least you were mature and bold enough to face it. And then you move on. It doesn't
matter. Wouldn't it be nice to give him a caveat? Give him one. Wow, or more, Blackie, give me a break. Sorry about that. But I was going to say that if you do that, come on. I like you. I mean, please, I plead with you not to try to take undue advantage of the fact that I came up to you. I'm just being matured here.
Talking to him is better. Don't send a message or anything face to face, eyeball to eyeball, in a cool place. Not even in the work environment, please. They can have a drink out, or even without the drink, go to the beach somewhere, sit down and talk about it, or at the park. Garden somewhere.
By the time you get to the beach and you're down to your bikinis and swimming trunks, there's nothing left.
You could go to the beach without taking off your clothes. Just take off your shoes, walk on the sand, have this chat,
let it off your chest.
Just tell him, I feel something for you, and for the two occasions that we've kissed, it's really been cooking up inside of me, and it will be more best and mature for me to communicate.
Philip, I hope
you are
listening to this lecture. You know, I'm out of this business. You are. He's the current champion now.
So it's simple. Just communicate.
I agree with you.
And whatever goes on is fine. If it works, fine. If it doesn't work, life goes on. Don't stress over it.
Okay. Labo says that he doesn't care for us. What's the time? 9:46. Okay. Labo says he doesn't care for us. Who doesn't care for them? Labo is a single mother with a partner that is highly unreliable.
Wow.
Why would you want to do that? Then throw him away. In spite of having a young daughter, we don't see him for days on end. He doesn't phone to see if we're all right, though a lot of his friends see and hear from him regularly. He doesn't want commitment.
What are you still doing?
I haven't seen him for close to 2 months now. And when he eventually answered my call, he said I should stop pestering him. Am I crazy?
What?
For expecting him to keep it? No. This is self-explanatory.
But is the lady doing well for herself? Does she have something to fall back on? That's another question. Because I think she's relying on this person for incomes, for sources of things to take care of the girl and herself and keep up with the bills.
Well, that could be one. The other could be that the guy doesn't want any commitment of sorts.
Then she should move on with her life. Get something doing.
Maybe she's one of those... there's some women who make some assumptions, even from the moment
that he would change.
Not just that. Maybe she's been on him too strong, phoning him every 10 minutes, 5 minutes. Your baby is back. You know, I just like this idea of offloading you with. Did I ever tell you the story? I think I've told my listeners, but let me tell you the story. In Atlanta one day, Abby Akwatira told me this one. My friend Tyler, Abby Akwatira, he said the man they brought him, he came to spend vacation with his son.
Okay.
So he was going with his wife and driving. They gave him a small Toyota, small car to drive. And he got accosted by a policeman. And the policeman said that he looked at him, he had committed an offense across a yellow line or one red line. But the policeman said, this is Nigerian, so he can go. Then the man now reached out to his wallet and told the policeman, drew money and said, please help me give this to my son. So, I'm just saying how people can draw you in. Where your child is this, say, let me give it to my son, the policeman said.
Does man know the son?
How can I give this to your son? The policeman just want, he didn't get it. He didn't get it. Let me give this to my son. What about give it
like
to
like the team.
So it happens. Maybe she tried to lean on him too early.
In this situation, aside that, she should also check herself. What is she doing wrong that is pushing him outside?
Mm.
That's another thing.
I mean, look at the response. I just said I should stop pestering him.
You see? You so see? The answer is there already.
Another thing I need to tell single moms is that if Lagos State, for example, you have no reason for you to say a man cannot be responsible for your child if he lives in Lagos State.
Yeah.
By the time the likes of Mrs. Identity Five or Mrs. Osini, they call it a Lagos State sector or whatever, by the time they handle the guy, he will wish he never came to this. Good morning, Mrs. Osini. Good morning, Mrs. Five. They have a very strong, that's one credit to Lagos State, they have a very strong and very responsible, and it's spread all over the state. You don't need to go all the way to Alausa.
Yeah.
You can go. They have one special offense. I think they have one. I know one is played by Barak. I know another one on Adekunle, but they have spread all over.
I don't know.
Of course, I could ask for you.
Okay.
If you have a man who is either your ex-husband or whatever, if he could have enjoyed bringing this child to the world, those people will make him, they will make him responsible.
He will be responsible.
They will make him,
by fire, by force.
By fire, by force. So, passing the responsibility onto another guy is not it.
Yeah.
If it's that you're a widow, it's a different thing entirely.
Exactly.
But hey, I mean, listen, the man is alive. And
my friends are seeing him,
they're hearing from him. It's probably the rave of the nightclubs. Mm-hmm. I say, I just don't want to have any problem. Then you now talk to your guy, who is your daughter, who is your son. Oh dear! Look, time is almost gone. 9:50. I wish you could do this thing for 2 hours.
I said, like the whole day, I don't mind.
What do you want to do the whole day? You're not gonna tire.
We just have lots of coffee.
Yeah, that's an idea.
Yeah.
Okay, so so who are we talking about? Is on Labo? Let me read what Dear Bumi says. What Dear Bumi says that you're crazy.
Mm.
All right, for putting up with a man like him.
Mm.
He's treating you appallingly. It's obvious he doesn't care for you or want to be with his child. Is this his child? See you.
Is this child?
Oh.
Is this child?
Oh, it's his child.
Yes.
I didn't see that part. Thank God. So part of my analysis is wrong.
So that's what I'm saying. It's two ways. She should also check herself. What's she doing wrong that is pushing him out there?
No, if he doesn't... what I just said is still... We can say the same thing in another context.
Yes.
That if it's the issue of his child, go to the authorities, they'll sort you out.
Yeah, but another thing is, if it's not that issue alone, you know, your home is supposed to be your peaceful abode.
Jabumi says that it's obvious he doesn't care for you or want to be with his child. There's also the question of where he stays when he's away from home.
Mm.
Is he playing away? You need to make a decision. Either turn this relationship around by asking your man outright what you really want, or walk away and find someone who really cares. You could do that, but you must make him responsible for the child. I got to go, Blackie.
Yeah.
Yes, What's Up Lagos is coming up next. We need to clear the studio for them. Thank you very much, Blackie.
Thank you, sir.
Nice to see you alive and well, even though I saw you on Fridays. That's where we end it for today. We'd like to thank Blackie for taking that time to run now to Aleki office to continue her duties. I also like to thank Feta. Feta, you need to cool down. You know it's not the first time I'm telling you that. Hey, Feta. How many times did I call you? You need to cool it all.
He bringing ice block to the studio.
What do you talk about? Cool down. Relax. Like my Yoruba people say, oh, relax.
Relax.
So tomorrow we are going to have Dokun Adedeji. We are going to look at the problem that we have. You know, the problem that we have with the latest development in the drug, whatever. It's a big phenomenon. It's probably one of the biggest. What I've even heard from people off record, apparently, is that the usage of the drug is not restricted to the low-income areas. Even executives are here are not exempt from it. That we have even executive people in power. Recently, I saw a video, one Parana guy in Senegal, in Sierra Leone. Come and see soldiers who took this thing. Soldiers. And it knocks them out. It's not even like it goes like I'm making it. It just become dense and whatever. Anyway, I'm bringing Doxy tomorrow to sort that one out. And on Friday, I'm bringing back the old soldiers. People who put their lives on the line for Nigeria and the way they are being treated today. It is a big shame. You'll hear the story on Friday. Goodbye, everybody. See you tomorrow at 9, God willing.
Thank you very much.